The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Did you hear about it? Did you hear what our Border Patrol agents are doing to people? Did you hear that they have gotten out whips? That's right, whips, like the ones that used to be used on slaves. That's right, our Border Patrol agents have been issued whips, and they're down on the border whipping black immigrants just trying to come into America. You say, I didn't hear about that. Well, I'm surprised you haven't heard about it, but it's not true. It's not true. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. If you're listening in Washington, D.C. on WAVA 105.1, we are simulcasting until 5 p.m. this afternoon. While I do my program here in Columbus, Ohio, Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM WRFD. So again, it's one of those afternoons that I have the privilege of filling in for Don Crow while I have the privilege of doing my program as well. So anyway, welcome. What in the world am I talking about? Well, several members of the mainstream media, particularly those far, far, far to the left, are outraged because of video about our Border Patrol agents down in Texas whipping Haitian immigrants who are predominantly black. Yeah, Joy Reid was outraged that whips were being used to curtail black Haitian immigrants. Not only was Joy Reid on the readout on MSNBC, not only was she outraged, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, was also outraged. In fact, Representative Omar said very quickly, "I know funding for the government begins in the House. Should we be looking at the budget for Homeland Security? Because I was not aware that whips, which come from the slavery era, were part of the package that we issue to any sort of law enforcement or government-sanctioned personnel. Were you aware that's what was being issued to people, that people had that kind of equipment on them that they could use on humans?" she said. Ilhan Omar said, quote, "It's obviously systematic racism at play." Now, let me just throw in a little editorial comment here before I give you some more quotes from Ilhan Omar and Joy Reid on MSNBC. No one was talking about racial issues concerning illegal immigration, as long as they were brown skin. Central America, Honduras, Nicaragua, Brazil. But when there is a surge of Haitians who primarily are black, all of a sudden stopping them at the border is systematic racism. In fact, that's a direct quote. Ilhan Omar said, obviously, systematic racism at play. She went on, I was not aware of the whips. I am quite appalled. You know, when it comes to our immigration policy for so many years, cruelty has been very much embedded in it. There is obviously systematic racism at play here. We have seen many people come to our border, and the fact that we are dealing with mainly black migrants and black immigrants and asylum seekers at our border in this kind of way really speaks to the kind of racism, systematic racism, that is embedded in that department and all of the departments that deal with our immigration policy. So says Ilhan Omar. Now, there is just one major problem with that. There's not a shred of truth to it. Not one bit. None of our border agents have whips. But at times, they use horses for crowd control. You know, like they do at Ohio State University football games, other events where there are large crowds. Yeah, they use horses for crowd control. Well, right now, our southern border, particularly around Del Rio, Texas, is being absolutely overrun by immigrants from Haiti. But you might be interested to know they're not coming here from Haiti. Now, they're Haitians, but they're not coming here from Haiti. No, they're coming here from Colombia, Peru, Brazil. Excuse me? Say what? Yeah. No. They're not coming from Haiti. Most of these people have been working in Colombia, Peru, and Brazil for anywhere from 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, sometimes 13, 14 years. But word got out, they got a new president up there in America, and he has swung the door of the border wide open. And if you can just get up there, you'll have all your needs met. Now, of course, our current president would say, well, that's not true. But that's what they have been told. So they're coming not from Haiti. They are Haitian immigrants, but they're not coming from Haiti. And in order to prove that we're tough, the Biden administration is now putting some of them, I can't do all of them because there's like 14,000 of them, they're putting them on planes and sending them to Haiti. Do they have homes in Haiti? No. Did they come from Haiti? No. Do they have family in Haiti? Probably not. Do they even know anybody in Haiti anymore? Probably not. They've been out of the country. They've been in Peru, Colombia, Brazil. Now, horses have been used to try to stop the flow across the river. But what the liberal left has concluded were whips, were actually the reins on the horses. No whips. But the left wouldn't lie to us, would they? Right.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, so Our Border Patrol agents, as all of you know, are stretched to the absolute limit. They're working long, long, long hours. They are understaffed. They are facing the worst immigration crisis in American history. Now, until the last 2 months, we would say one of the worst. It is now verifiable that this is the worst immigration crisis in American history, and it has all occurred under the Biden administration. How bad is it? Well, let's look at the facts. If you look at August of last year, and if you look at this August of this year, illegal border crossings are up, are you ready for this? 317% over last year. 317%. Quote, Customs and Border Protection confirmed that there were over 200,000 encounters with illegals in August, the second month in a row where encounters topped 200,000. So you put July and August together and you have almost a half million illegal immigrants crossing the border into America with a very limited number of Border Patrol agents. There were 208,887 encounters in August. That's a 317% increase over last August. To give you the exact numbers, last August, 50,014 encounters with illegal immigrants. 50,000 compared to 208,000. Well, let me read this whole paragraph. Additionally, the 208,887 number for August represents 317,000 increase over last August, which saw 50,014 encounters. And a 233% increase over August of 2019. Now, so back to the Border Patrol on horses and their whips. Now, again, they're not given whips. None of them had whips. But the left-leaning mainstream progressive media and the left-wing politicians like AOC, Ilhan Omar, etc., took a quick look at a video, and they saw that the Border Patrol agents on horseback were using the reins to control the horse. That's what they're there for. I don't know whether you've ever ridden a horse, but the reins are, you know, and if you're on a horse that is really well trained, those reins are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for crowd control. This is common. But these left-leaning loonies to look at the video and said, they're whipping them. Oh, my goodness, they've got whips just like they did with the slaves. They got whips. It's systematic racism. Look at that. And so they're demanding an investigation. Yes, they're demanding an investigation. And they want the Border Patrol agents disciplined. Yes, they want them disciplined. So, how is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security responding to these absolutely false accusations? False. And if you look at the video, you can tell yourself. Okay. CBS News is reporting this. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Monday pledged to swiftly conduct an investigation into what it called extremely troubling footage of Border Patrol agents on horseback aggressively dispersing Haitian immigrants, saying the internal probe could lead to disciplinary actions. Can I ask you a question? Why would any reasonable person want to be a part of border security or homeland security under this current administration? We have an influx of illegal, they're breaking the law. They're violating U.S. law. Border security agents were trying to stop this. That's what they're paid to do. That's what they're trained to do. And so these Border Patrol agents who were doing their job protecting you and protecting me may face disciplinary action. Yeah. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security does not tolerate the abuse of migrants in our custody, and we take these allegations very seriously. Yeah. Well, this is just one of the many reasons why we have such an incredible crisis on our southern border. Again, from CBS News, the collection of photos and videos provokes significant uproar. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the videos horrific. You mean the fact that people were trying to overrun our Border Patrol agents and trying to come into our country illegally with, could be disease, they could be criminals? We don't know. We don't know who they are. You mean that part is horrific? No. The part that was horrific was the fact that the Border Patrol agents were actually doing their job. The collection of photos and videos provoked significant uproar. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the videos horrific, saying, I don't think anyone seeing that footage would think it was acceptable or appropriate. Now, I don't know about you folks in Washington, D.C., but here in Columbus, Ohio, we have some pretty rabid football fans for a little university we have in our community called The Ohio State University. And on several occasions, I have seen news footage of horses being used to control a crowd. Yeah. If you do it with football fans, it's okay. But if you do it with people trying to break into our country illegally, it's racism. These are strange, bizarre times, folks. They really are.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.